Hey, and welcome to Let's Talk CPF, a podcast where we bring conversations on CPF to your ears. Brought to you by the CPF Board, this podcast will answer common questions, offer tips, and feature interviews with industry experts on CPF and financial planning. Thanks for listening, and let's get straight into today's episode.
Welcome back to Let's Talk CPF. I'm Yu Zhen from CPF Board. With mortgage rates staying high in 2023, is it a good time to pay down your home loan? In this episode, we are happy to have Elaine Pang, Sales Director, MortgageWise.sg, to share on key considerations when planning out your home repayment. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Yu Zhen. Thanks for having me here.
Understand MortgageWise.sg provides advisories on mortgage solutions for both residential and commercial buildings in Singapore. And since 2014, the company has mortgaged close to 4 billion worth of loans for over 4,000 satisfied customers. So, Elaine, tell me more about what you do at MortgageWise.sg.
MortgageWise.sg is a boutique mortgage consultancy firm that has been operating since 2014. We are actually the right broker with the track record who advises based on the interest rate cycle, not just product pushing based on the lowest housing loan rates. As for my current role as a sales director with MortgageWise.sg, I lead a team to provide mortgage consultancy services to retail clients as well as business owners. I am very much involved in the day-to-day running of the business. My role also includes other marketing aspects as well as business development with various partners such as banks, conveyancing law firms, insurance, advisory firm.
I'm sure you get this a lot. Quite a number of friends actually ask me the same questions when they know that I'm from CPF Board about whether do they use cash or CPF to service their mortgages in this current high interest rate environment, which would be the better option?
Okay, we get this question quite a lot as well. Very often, clients have to decide this when they begin their first mortgage. Most clients choose to service their mortgage using both CPF and cash. My first advice goes to those who just bought a property without CPF funds and are thinking of using cash to service the loan. Do at least apply to use minimally like $10 from your CPF to service the loan right from the start. This is to avoid having to pay additional and hefty legal fees, which is usually cost more about $1,500 next time should they want to use their CPF in the future. As we all know, CPF ordinary accounts can be withdrawn for housing loan repayments as well as certain CPF approved investment under CPF investment scheme. A few considerations, right, clients will have is that, of course, if clients are self-employed, self-employed tend to have little in their CPF for servicing mortgage versus employed or salaried staff. And have clients been actively using their CPF or cash for other investments? What are the investment returns as compared to the current mortgage interest rate? Cash flow, of course, is a big concern. Usually, we see clients who are starting out families, who have young kids. They tend to maximize their CPF versus those who are older, particularly in their late 40s.
So, Elaine, you mentioned about cash flow, right, which is a key consideration. So, I'm sure you also get this a lot. So, should homeowners make lump sum prepayment to reduce their outstanding mortgages?
Okay, interesting. We actually did a blog on this topic recently, as this is certainly one of the hottest topics, especially in a high interest rate environment like what all of us are facing. We have seen many wanting to prepay using cash or CPF before refinancing, since the new home loan rates are about 3.6% currently versus what they used to pay, which is lower than 2%. Again, we need to think through carefully while planning the amount to prepay. Considerations like, do we have emergency funds set aside, which is like up to 6 months to cope with our monthly expenses should an unforeseen event like retrenchment occur? Are there any alternatives to bring down the monthly installment to better cope with our cash flow instead of prepaying? Many clients are able to extend their loan tenure when they refinance their home loan. For private property owners who are thinking to prepay big amount while interest rates are high and take additional term loan later on when rates drop, this group need to act cautiously, as we relate back to the analogy that was used in our latest blog, wherein the hands capable of laying eggs have been used to repay the liability. Does the housing loan package that you are taking up allow for interest offsetting? That is to park cash with the same bank and have the interest earned at the same mortgage rate, which then offset the loan. This type of parking facility is good, especially when you foresee the rates may take time to decline, and yet you want to have liquidity while waiting. This is actually a very popular scheme in countries like Australia. but Singaporeans remain largely unaware and ignorant of such offsetting features.
So this is like, say for example, now banks do offer quite attractive interest rates. So instead of using the cash to pay up the mortgages, I will just save it in those account, high interest account. So then at least it balances it out, right?
Yes, that's right, that's right. Because you are like saving on your loan interest while you are like, you know, planning ahead what you want to do. Yeah, because of course everyone is hoping that the rates will come down. But for the rates to come down, it can actually take a few months.
Okay, that's a fantastic idea. I would definitely consider it when I have to refinance.
Okay. Yeah. So I see. We do have a few banks offering that. Yeah.
So Eileen, just now you mentioned about the analogy of hens laying eggs, right? Would you be able to elaborate on it?
Yes, sure. Basically, we know the hens and egg story. We use this to illustrate the importance of keeping the hens for eggs production in the future, keeping your capital instead of prepaying entirely back to the bank. Without the hens, that's the capital or cash or even CPF on hand, you will not be able to make other investments that may potentially earn you much higher returns in the long run. Of course, we do acknowledge the high rates now, but high rates typically do not last that long.
Another very popular question would be, should I consider a fixed rate or floating rate when taking on a new mortgage or refinancing in 2023? So what are the advantages and risks to consider?
Okay, looking back, we have seen how Fed has hiked rates aggressively, and recent developments coupled with our interest rate cycle approach, MortgageWise.sg offers a few perspectives based on our research. There could be rate pauses very soon. SORA may actually drop even before Fed cut rates, just like back in 2007. SORA is not determined by how Fed moves, though there's a strong positive correlation. There are other factors that have come into play, like credit tightening since the collapse of SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. For clients who opt for floating rate, they need to pay higher rates while waiting. Of course, the advantage for these clients, they have the flexibility to prepay their loan early.
So getting a mortgage is technically going into a debt. What personal or financial considerations should we have when we think about housing repayment?
Okay, housing loan is no doubt the cheapest type of leverage. Typically, consumers pay off other higher interest loans, such as credit card loans, personal loans, or even car loans. However, this is actually still a debt that needs to be properly managed according to one's financial capacity. A few crucial questions like, are you able to service the money installment with cash in case you stop work? Or when you're unable to find a tenant for your property? This is actually important questions you may wish to ask yourself. Other than housing loan, which other loans are you currently paying? What about other expenses like monthly insurance, household expenses, like even childcare? Yeah, can be a consideration as well. When rates go up to 4% or 5% range, does it impact the affordability? And also, do consider like keeping your monthly installment, your monthly repayment of total debt to probably less to about 50 to 55% of your monthly income instead of overstretching. That is actually very important. Of course, we can also plan towards retirement. Consumers will have to take into account their retirement age, their preferred retirement age. So if they plan to stop working by age 65, example, or even earlier, they should review their current loan tenor if it's aligned with this plan as well. That is to pay off the loan by a certain age. There is like more like a personal aspiration. And of course, this is being prudent.
Thank you, Eileen, for taking time off to share your views on today's topic. There's a few pointers shared, like cash flows at the stage of your life, like having that flexibility and liquidity, whether is it to support what you want to do in life or even for investment, like if you can get higher returns vis-a-vis your mortgage loans. And at the same time, that would be the interest offsetting, right? Then at the same time, you also mentioned something about having that affordability, making sure that your loan ratio is less than 55% of your monthly income. So before we go, any parting notes for our listeners?
Sure. Just like investing, very often we can't time the market and decide when's the perfect time to take up the mortgage because you won't know when you're getting that dream property of yours. Making the right move by exploring the various options in the market and working with a mortgage professional who tracks the US Fed closely is crucial. We have seen many had allowed emotions of fear and greed to get the better of them and often got stuck with lock-in periods that's longer than necessary. both in the up cycle as well as the down cycle. So, making the right move is important.
And with that, we have come to the end of today's episode of Let's Talk CPF.
Before you go, we would love to hear from you. Email us with your questions or comments at podcast@cpf.gov.sg so we can create better content for you. You can also leave us a review on the platform you're listening from to help others learn about our podcast. For the latest news, visit cpf.gov.sg/podcast or follow our social media pages. Thank you once again. Until the next time, let's talk CPF.